Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 462. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. We have some very strong scriptures for you this evening or afternoon or morning, whenever it is that you're listening to this program. These are scriptures that the Lord wants the entire Christian realm to know. And he especially wants the Antichrist to know these scriptures, because very soon God's wrath is going to be upon them. And right here in this small town, there's a small town here in Arkansas where people are rising up against us. And as I mentioned on several broadcasts before, God just won't let people attack, he won't let the wicked people in this world attack the children of God without there being some great evil that God will bring upon them. God brings evil upon the people. You people, if you will, I think the media has stopped saying Mother Nature that's doing all these plagues on the earth. These are all coming from the Lord. And if you'll read the Bible, you'll see that God said these things would happen in the very last days, and they are happening, folks. And then I'm going to read some scriptures to you tonight. We're going to read some Bible, and we've got some letters, and we also have some music, and some expounding on the Word of God. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to bless this program. Father God, bless program number 462. Lord, let people realize what the Bible really says, because the supposedly preachers, these preachers and false prophets have caused people to believe that the Bible is saying something that it really doesn't. And Lord, you've sent me into the world to show people what the Bible really says. And there's a lot of people that are just don't like what the Bible says, so they manufacture these idol worshippers are always ones that are building idols in their minds. They want to, Father, have a church that believes in abortion. That's first degree murder. And so they all go to the church that believes that. They like to a church, if they don't like abortion, well, they'll go to a church that believes in homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexualism, and all this sort of thing. And so they go to a pastor that believes that it's okay that you'll forgive all sins, because after all of us are sinners. Your word actually says, Lord, and I know you know these things, but because you're the one that told them to me, that there is... But we need to tell the sinner what's going on, that all sin is of the devil, and that we must be sinless in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. We cannot, no one will enter the kingdom of heaven with one sin on their soul. Now, this is what your word says, and that's why I reckon you're telling me to read these scriptures of how people have prayed unto you, and then you gave them the desire of their hearts. The whole nation of Israel prayed unto you in the book of Exodus to be delivered from the people in Egypt. They prayed that your wrath would come down upon the Egyptians and deliver them from their enemies. And Lord, you did. And I'm going to read some scriptures. You've led me to read some scriptures in regard to how Moses and all Israel rejoiced when the entire Egyptian army was annihilated. And the firstborn of Egypt, everyone that didn't believe in the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, and they didn't put it on their doorpost and their lentils. Lord, you destroyed them. And Moses had a beautiful song that he sang after you did this. And Lord, in the whole book of Judges, the children of Israel sing. and then they were being persecuted. You sent up people that would persecute them, and when they were persecuting them and they had enough of it, they cried out to you, because the nation of Israel is a nation that was raised from the dead. They came out of a dead man's loins and a dead woman's womb. And when they cried unto you, Father, you heard them and sent a deliverer and annihilated their enemies. This happened 7 times in a row in the book of Judges. And it goes on and on and on. And Lord, I pray that this will educate the people of this world to stop persecuting the church and stop hating you, because if people hate you, Father, hate you, Jesus, hate you, Holy Spirit, you're going to annihilate them, as you have done throughout the ages, throughout the ages. Lord, bless the program that souls centers, lost souls will be saved, and that the church will be edified and strengthened and learn how to pray and what to pray for in these last days, Father God. I ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now here's H.B. Barnum's Life Choir singing, Jesus, I Love You.
Searching for life, my soul.
Praise the Lord, yes. The Lord loved us first, you know. He said that he was going to come to the world and as a man, and he did. And the reason he did that is because nobody knew what God was like at all. They knew that he created everything, but they didn't know that human beings could actually be in contact with the Lord, and that the Lord would be in contact with us. And it's written, you know, what is man? Oh God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Why are you so mindful of human beings? Well, in the beginning he said he made us in his own image and likeness. And with his word he created everything. And that's why we're to love the word, and the word is Jesus. And Jesus, I love you. The word of God is so lovely. You know, you can read it and you can feel down, and the word of God will lift you up. Amen?
Amen.
And the word of God tells us that if we pray, if there's any kind of adversary that's coming against us, we're not to worry. Not to worry. Not to worry. Because the Bible doesn't say worry without ceasing or worry always. It doesn't tell you to worry at all. It tells you to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever something that would ordinarily cause the unsaved people to worry, and it comes your way, because the rain and the sun shine, falls, the rain falls on the unjust and on us too, and so does the sunshine on the unjust and on us as well. But we have the Spirit of God in us, and we have the whole Godhead living in us, and we can call on the Lord and change the entire environment around us. So many people pray for just money, and they just keep saying on these fake television programs that God's just going to bless you with money and everything. But, you know, there are people in this world that need deliverance from their enemies more than they want money. Amen?
Amen.
Now, these guys and girls, gals, they live for money. That's you can tell that's all they talk about, it seems like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of foolish people send them the money so they can stay on the air to ask for more money. And then God will bless him for giving money. But God will bless you if you're born again of the Spirit, and the Lord is giving you a new spirit, and he lives in there, and you call upon him in a time of trouble. And he says that he'll hear you and answer. And he did that with the Israelites throughout the entire Bible, starting in the book of Exodus, where the Lord sent to deliver. These people in Egypt were actually slaughtering little Jewish baby boys. Very much like the situation in the world today, only it's worse, because they're not only slaughtering baby boys, but baby girls as well, in these abortion, first-degree murder abortion parlors, and the government condones it. And there's no one that's coming against these abortionists and stopping them from doing it. They say a woman's body is her own body. It isn't. The Lord died on the cross and redeemed, shed his blood so that we could be forgiven for all the sins that we've done, and that he'll give us a new spirit and live in us. And he says that we are not our own. We don't belong to ourselves, because Jesus bought us. Now, if Jesus bought us, then he owns us. Amen? He wants to use us for the temple, his temple, to live in. And so, therefore, that's why he calls it first-degree murder. The Bible doesn't say, thou shalt not kill. It says, thou shalt not murder. Now, killing somebody, you can kill somebody in self-defense, or accidentally. A lot of people are killed by accident. And that is not murder. An accident is an accident, because it's not pre-planned, or there isn't any motive behind killing somebody by accident. And there isn't anything wrong if somebody is attempting to murder you. Well, you pray on to the Lord and ask the Lord to deliver you from all these evil people that are attempting to destroy us. Well, in Egypt, they were doing everything in their power to destroy children, little boys. And so what God and the people started crying out to God, because nobody wants to see their little children dying. And God, when they called out and God saw that they were in trouble, his chosen people, and if you are born again of the Spirit, you become one of his chosen people. And if you cry out to him, he'll deliver you as well. It's God promises. You say, well, he hasn't delivered me yet. Well, it's because you haven't asked. You have not because you ask not, the Apostle James said. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, and then when you ask amiss. You really don't ask in faith, believing. You don't trust the Lord that he's already doing it. And so the Lord has me instructing the people in the world and also the Christian church to call on the Lord. It wouldn't do any good for the people out that are unsaved to call on the Lord, because he won't hear you. You must be a child of the Lord, and that happens when he gives you the new spirit, when you ask him for it. And then you ask him to, well, first of all, to cleanse you from all your sins, from the blood that he shed on the cross for you, because that is the only detergent in the world that will take away sin. And he says he will make the most vile sinner, he'll wipe the slate clean. Now, a lot of people, of course, everyone has been born once, but that you have to be born again. In other words, Christ has to enter you. You have to be a new creature. And then you call on him, and he'll hear you and answer you. Now, the problem is that in the last days, the Bible states that people will depart from the faith. They will not come unto the Lord. The time will come, and it's already happened years ago, when the people of this world and the Christian will not endure or tolerate sound doctrine. Now, the doctrine that I'm going to be teaching this evening, it has to do with you praying unto the Lord, and I'm going to show you again. I got such rave reviews from the message that I had the other day on a different scriptures that say that if you call on the Lord to destroy your enemies, he'll do it. Now, in the town, we had some enemies in the town of Falk, Arkansas. That's near Texarkana. And several of them have already died. And there's some of them that are just about to die if they don't repent. That's just amazing to me when they see this happening. In the last 2 weeks, now today's date is what? October the what?
11th.
Huh?
11th.
The 11th. In the last two, this is 2007, in the last 2 weeks, 9 people have died in this little town here. By various different, I don't know how they died, but I told the people that we're praying that God will bring people to the truth, that they'll accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they don't, if they keep attacking us, God's going to take their loved ones. Well, these people, from what I understand, were not against us, but these are the loved ones of the ones that were against us. And God's going to take you people down, and I'm going to show you how he's done it from the beginning of time. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so, but before I do that, we have some letters here. Where's the first one from?
From Faisalabad, Pakistan.
Okay.
Dear brothers and sisters, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I am doing God's work here in Bilal Town in Pakistan. I have been serving the Lord in this area for 8 years. God is using me abundantly, and through prayer, people have been blessed with the support that you are sending to me. Many people have been changed and have received water baptism after receiving your literature. Praise God. I am very thankful to you, and I pray to God.
Well, what he failed to say is they got saved, and then they got baptized in water through the literature that God has given me. Now, there's no way that anybody can be saved unless it's the Holy Spirit involved there. Amen?
Amen.
No man can come unto the Lord unless the Holy Spirit, which is now Jesus, he's the life-giving Spirit, draws them unto him. And so here they got saved, born again of the Spirit, and then they went and received water baptism. Now all they need is to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
I am very thankful to you, and I pray to God that he blesses you more and more. Brothers and sisters, please also pray for me so God can use me more for his glory and to bring about his kingdom. Amen. Thank you. Your brother in Christ, B.M. Joseph from Faisalabad, Pakistan.
Praise the Lord. Let's just make sure that we keep sending them more and more literature, as much as they need. And Bibles, amen?
Amen.
And Messiah books. Then what?
From Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Dear fellow saints, greetings to you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is to acknowledge receipt of the box of literature and t-shirts for the tract distributors. Thank God for the great impact your literature is having in Ghana. They are really changing the lives of many. I love sharing the literature every day. I will be very glad if you can send more of the literature, some Bibles and videotapes or cassettes. Thanks so much for the great work that your ministry is doing. I wish you God's abundant blessings. Looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Yours in his service, Reverend Michael from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, now there's so much evil that's happening in the world. Not only the war in Iraq, but these wars, every war, the Bible said, every evil thing that's happening on earth today is coming because of the way that the Vatican is structuring the world through their government and all the other churches that have united themselves with her or it, whatever it is. We know that it's the devil. Amen?
Amen.
So we know that there's something weird about this devil. And the devil is not a joke. I mean, he's really oppressing and depressing and stressing everybody out in the world. And so we really need to get a hold of the Lord. Yeah, the problems are so vast. People are hungry. You see, if you turn on to Link TV, it shows little children being bombed and shot. Half of their face is missing and their tears are coming out of their eyes when they see their mothers and their dads killed and tortured to death, and they're killing Christians all over the world. And what happens is the Christians begin being fearful, and they start worrying, oh Lord, when is it going to happen? When are these devils going to kill us? And the Lord says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
And so we need to have the knowledge of what to pray, don't we?
Amen.
Okay, now as I said at the beginning of the program, that the children of Israel were praying, they were praying that God would deliver them because they were beating them and oppressing them and lying about them. And it's even worse today. Like I said, these abortions, they're not just killing, murdering, rather, little baby boys, but little girls as well, and by the millions. And God sent the Jewish people, the Hebrews, into the Promised Land to slay all the evil people. If you read the Bible and see it, he told them to go in and kill them because these people need to be killed. Now, God uses different methods in these last days. He doesn't tell us to go in and kill anybody. He tells us to call on him, and he'd hear us, and that he'll take care of them. Pray. Pray always. Pray without ceasing, because it's just, you know, people, just because you don't see the things that are happening, they say that this government, which is actually being run by Rome now, had murdered over 1 million people in Iraq alone. That's not including our own people, but 1 million civilians, not troops, but civilians, cities, little boys and little girls and babies and mothers with children in their wombs. And even the skinheads, you know, I went to prison for, I was railroaded into prison on false charges because the Vatican and the government here in the United States is run by the Vatican instead of the U.S. Constitution. And so they want to do away with every Christian church and make everybody a Catholic, because Catholics believe, you know, all the, they've conned everybody into believing that, you know, we have to forgive murderers and we're not to kill them for murdering our loved ones. And they've even conned people in, you know, like people's children would be killed and they ask them on television, well, do you hate this person? And they're already believing now that, no, I don't hate them. I just pray that God will bless them. What? That's totally opposite of the Word of God. Anyone that murders somebody must be killed. They must be killed. They must not be given lifetime sentences or 25 years without any possibility of parole. They get to be killed. Well, but if they're crazy, he doesn't say whether they're crazy or not. People are crazy because there's no law. Amen?
Amen.
And they're not following the law of God, and therefore they've gone crazy. Some woman drowns five of her children in the bathtub. She needs to be killed. Amen?
Amen.
Murderers are to be killed, not to be left alone. It's causing the taxpayer all kinds of money to keep these people under surveillance and locked up, and they're even murdering people in prison. And now the murderers have gotten so bold that what they're saying is, I'm a murderer, that's what I do. I'm a murderer, and I'm a thief, and I'm a drug addict, and, you know, yeah, I sell drugs, and that's what I do. And they're just brazenly doing it because they know there's no law. The only law now is against Christians. Because the Christians, if they're really true Christians, and the devil has gotten so bold because Christians don't resist the devil. They just say, well, we have to forgive all these adulterers and fornicators and murderers. And, of course, yes, my heart bleeds for them because now they look sad because they're caught. And they're beheading people, and it takes them 4 to 20 years to execute them. Amen?
Amen?
Well, they say that's because there's so many people that have been executed wrongly. But when they come right out and admit it, amen,
amen,
that they murdered somebody, they wouldn't be killing anybody that was innocent if they then they make plea bargains. Well, the reason that this government, this world government, which is run by Rome, that's running the United States and every place else in the world, the reason they don't think murder is so bad is because the government itself is murdering hundreds of millions of people. Amen?
Amen.
And so they figure, well, you know, they only murdered 1 or 20 or 30 people, these serial killers, so, yeah, let's let them wrangle it out in court and let them get appeals and all this sort of thing. This is not justice, folks. This is not Bible. The Bible says, surely if somebody murders somebody that they should be put to death and not wait around about it. If they have admitted that they did it and there's this lead pipe fact that they did it, then kill them. Amen?
Amen.
And that if anybody, the Bible says, if any government is out to murder, and they're hiring people to murder me. I mean, John Peeler, an FBI man, admitted that he was hired to assassinate me and other people and to assassinate the people at Waco. Now they got this History Channel that is part of the Vatican's regime, is teaching that these people started firing at Waco, started firing on the government. We have tapes to show that isn't true. And these are actual tapes that were taken by FBI people. They quit the FBI because they saw they saw the atrocities that were being done there, and they heard the lies that the people that were at Waco were saying about the whole thing. Anything that you see on the History Channel, don't believe it. You know, the only thing I believe that they say is when they say Abraham Lincoln and George Washington were presidents. But I've seen so much of their filthy lies that I'm even beginning to possibly doubt that. Because they are liars. They don't know anything about God or Jesus, the Holy Spirit, which all three are one. But they're saying things that are so false. This FBI people are saying that they went there to kill those people because they knew too much. They said they had an arsenal of weapons. There's no need for them to have gone in there and done what they did. Even the sheriff in town said David Koresh would have gladly turned himself in. Now, I don't know whether I don't believe that he was saying that he was Jesus, because I've heard him preach the gospel. But if he did, there's a guy, a Mexican over there in Florida that says he's Jesus, that he's Jesus. Just because he said he's Jesus, does that mean that the government can go over there and kill him? Murder him? No, that doesn't mean anything. But you've got a cult here that picks and chooses. The Vatican likes to have nutcases like that running around because it makes Christianity look bad. But there isn't a true Christian in the world that would say that their Jesus were his body, were the Lord lives in us and we do his work here as a body. We, as a body of Christians, or we're sons of God, we go around doing his work. But we're not Jesus. We're a corporate body of people that is called the body of Christ. Now, the body of Christ does his work just like your body does. If you just had a head and you were paralyzed, your body wasn't functioning, well, then there's no possible way that you could do any physical work, especially if you were, you wouldn't be able to talk or hear or see. But we can see and we can hear and we can talk, and we hear what the Lord wants us to do and we do it. Now, so one thing that happened in the Old Testament, I'm going to read a whole bunch of them, but the people of Israel praying to the Lord to send a deliverer, because we don't want these people to kill our babies anymore. And we don't like that the people in this country and in the world now are worse than they were at that time. And God overthrew, destroyed Egypt and the firstborn, and overthrew and destroyed the entire Egyptian army. And they were coming after them with the whole army on chariots. And God opened the Red Sea. And the Red Sea isn't like a little marsh. I mean, there's pictures of it now. There's proof. You can see it on television. You can go over there and see. See if you can walk across that Red Sea. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, if you can go right through the middle of the Red Sea, without being drowned, by walking on it or walking through it, you know, I'll turn over everything that I have to you as a reward for your superior nature. Okay, so after God killed all these murderers, he drowned them. Moses sang this song. Then sang Moses. This is in Exodus 15:1. Through 21. And then Moses sang, and the children of Israel sang this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath God thrown into the sea. Well, if Moses is such a good man, why is he gloriously giving praise and thanks to God for killing all those people? Huh? Well, the Christians, the supposed to be Christians today, says, Moses should have forgave them. And God should have forgave them too. God is no good. You filthy vermin, you lice. I mean, this is totally contrary to the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
What's happened, my dear people, is that you're not able to endure sound doctrine. Amen?
Amen.
My goodness, it must be the end of time. The Bible says that I'm supposed to, and every Christian is supposed to rebuke, reprove, exhort with all long-suffering. Don't stop doing it. Just always do it. Doctrine for the time will come, and the time has come, when the people in this world and the Christians will not endure or tolerate sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall do something. And what is that? They'll heap to themselves false teachers, teachers having itching ears. They want to go to churches that will accept their filthy lusts. Now they shall turn their ears from the truth. But I'm telling you the truth, Moses loved it when God killed him. Amen?
Amen.
And I'll tell you something, you people out there that are constantly harassing God's children today, I'm going to rejoice when God kills you. Okay?
Amen.
Now that's the kind of Christian I am. It's like Moses. Amen?
Amen.
Now Moses believed in Jesus, that he was coming, and all the children of Israel did, or they wouldn't have put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. That which was symbolic of the blood of Jesus that would be shed, that would deliver them from their sins. And so delivering from the sins, delivering from Egypt is symbolic of delivering you from their sins, because the Egyptians are very sinful. The people of the world are very sinful. So these people in this country, they're all deceived. They have turned away their ears from the truth and shall be turned. And they are now turned unto fables. They believe that you're supposed to forgive all these filthy sins when the Bible says that only God can forgive them. Amen?
Amen.
We can be asked people to forgive us for our faults, and if we've offended them some way. But not if you're committing adultery, fornication, homosexuality, you're selling drugs and turning people on, you're aborting, murdering, first-degree murdering children. I can't forgive you for that. Okay? And if you think I should shake the dust of my tennis shoes, my boots, my sandals, my feet at you, you cur, and I will never forgive you, and God will never forgive you either if you continue on this path. So anyway, Moses and the all the children of Israel are singing this song, Lord, and saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea, and incidentally drowned every single one of them. He killed them. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord is my strength. And that's, people say that I have bodyguards. I do not have bodyguards, except the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is my strength and my bodyguard and song, and he has become my salvation. And the Lord wants me to warn all you people that he's going to do the same thing to you, maybe in a different way. God is, you know, he doesn't have to do everything the same way all the time. Some people he eats up with worms. Some people he destroys with cancer, with leukemia, with all sorts of different things. The Lord is my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. In other words, I'm going to prepare my body so he can live in me.
Amen.
Okay, he is where I'm going to live. I'm going to live in his word. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. Not this dirty, filthy, antichrist, Roman Catholic city where Satan sits in the city of the seven hills. I will not exalt him. I am to pull you down with the word of God, because you are the false prophet. You are the beast. You are the antichrist, and you are going to burn. Thus saith the Lord. The Lord is a man of war. I don't have to be a man of war. The way I war is I call on the Lord and say, Lord, Destroy our enemies. Destroy them, Father God, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their rotten feet. He's a man of war. The Lord is his name. That's the Lord God. Amen?
Amen.
Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath God cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Buster's little dog jumps up and spins around a couple times on that one. The depths have covered them. Praise the Lord. They sank into the bottom of the as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And Father, this is what all Christians should do. It's so much. Everything is overwhelmingly evil in the world. So bad that there isn't anything we can do. If they say there's a famine here and you send millions of dollars or thousands of dollars, whatever you got, or hundreds to it, and to try to feed the people and everything. But God, Father God, we need to have these enemies. Like, they lie. They say there isn't enough land or water or any of these things in the world for people to have more children. But you have told us to be fruitful and multiply, and so therefore, I'm not going to be ashamed of that word of yours, and I'm not going to believe an antichrist that says we're not supposed to. Amen?
Amen.
Because I've flown over this nation, and I've traveled all over almost all over the world. I've traveled throughout Europe, Canada, and I've gone into Mexico, and I've been in the Holy Land, and I see there's so much land, it's just unbelievable, and there's plenty of water. Lots of water. Plenty enough for everybody. And instead of this filthy, rotten government not feeding and clothing and housing all these starving people in this world, they are paying billions of dollars to farmers, and they've been doing this for years, to don't grow stuff because the economy will be ruined. They could be feeding the hungry, the poor, and the needy. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so we need to call on God to dash to pieces the enemy. Now, the enemy hates God, and they want God's name taken out of every place in the world, and they even put Xmas instead of Christmas. Christ is not X. They want to X the name Christ out of everything. The Bible, they don't want you to mention that. And God We Trust, they don't want you to mention that. These are God's enemies. Amen?
Amen.
And God wants you, like Moses here, he says, I exalt you, O Lord. I exalt the Lord. Not to try to tear him down. And the reason that this is happening is because there are too few Christians that will stand up and fight the enemy. And that will, I mean, at least you could do, you people, weasels out there that call yourself Christians, is pray to the God to destroy the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
And you must be talking to people. There's a group of people in Israel that call themselves Messianic Jews. I don't believe they're Christians because they're still circumcising their children. And they're males. And they're not believing that we need to be circumcised of the heart and let the Lord live in you. And they don't believe in witnessing and testifying because they're afraid. Well, they don't want us to witness and testify here either, but I'm not afraid of them, and I'm calling on God. I'm calling my bodyguard on them, and just like the people of Israel did, so that the Lord will dash them into pieces, his enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Now, the people of this world have risen up against God. Amen?
Amen?
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dash them into pieces, Lord. Destroy their loved ones that are evil as well, so that they will realize that there's a God in heaven and that they have to do what you say. Otherwise, you're going to destroy them. And you have made that quite clear throughout the Bible. And you've made that quite clear in the New Testament as well. People, read the book of Revelation where the Lord talks about that. Find that scriptures here, Sharon, in that batch. Because I have so many scriptures regarding how God, if you call on him, he'll destroy your enemies. If they're the Antichrist and if they're totally against God, he'll destroy them if you're right with the Lord. Now, you people that are not born again of the Spirit, you don't have a leg to stand on with the Lord. But the Lord says, Moses praying says, thou settest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. Praise the Lord. And he drowned them all. The floods. This is Moses praising and thanking God for doing it. Amen?
Amen.
He's praising and thanking the Lord for killing these evil ones. Okay, read a little bit, Sharon, from the book of Revelation. You read it. She's bringing it over me to me to read, and I'm legally blind, and I just it's kind of hard for me to sometimes to see to read. That's why you see me. Okay, go ahead, read.
And when he had opened the fifth seal.
First of all, you got to tell him where you're at. Revelation what?
Chapter 6, verse 9 through 11.
Okay, chapter 6 in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, the New Testament. Then what?
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
Yeah, I was in prison for the word of God, and I found out in the prison that the people there, the skinheads, even will kill people that have destroyed babies, or they've had sexual relationships with babies. Or that they'll kill a woman that has a baby in her womb. They'll kill them. That's even the ungodly, some of the most ungodly creatures on earth. They will not tolerate killing children. And so you kill children, you wind up in prison, you're liable to get a shank jammed into you or your head cut off by the Nazi skinheads there. Go ahead.
And they cried with a loud voice.
These people that were Christians and were killed, murdered by these people, murdered by these wicked people that the Lord hates. Then what?
Saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not?
These are dead Christians. They've died, but their souls are crying out to the Lord. Then what? How long will you not what?
Not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth.
See, the Christians there are praying that God will avenge their blood, not to forgive them. Amen?
Amen?
Isn't that something? See how far astray the people that say they're Christians are? They've actually joined the Antichrist. The Bible says there'd be a great falling away. If you read the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, that there'd be a great falling away from the Lord in the last days. Isn't that something? And it's happened. Almost the entire Christian world, people that say they're Christians and are not, but do lie. They say we tried them, and we can try them with the Word of God and see that they say that they're apostles, but they are not, but liars. Amen?
Amen.
They're of the synagogue of Satan. I mean, they're in satanic churches. And what a surprise, what an upset it's going to be when the Lord comes back to earth again, because it's going to be revealed to them that they were not Christians at all, and that they're preaching the same doctrine that the devil that's been cast down to earth and is about to be slung into the lake of fire, and they're going to go into the lake of fire with him.
Amen.
Of course, that's scriptural as well. There's so many things that are in scripture that people are not preaching today. It's just hard to cover them all. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, the flood stood upright as a heap. and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Oh, they just closed in on him. It was so good. Just so good, Moses is singing here. Isn't it good? I think so.
Amen.
You did it to the enemy, and the enemy said, the Lord said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide and spoil, is what the enemy said. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. This is what people are boasting today, that they're going to destroy us. We'll just wait and see. Amen?
Amen.
I have full confidence in the Word of God, what God says. Well, I see my time is up. I've got more of this tomorrow. You're going to be surprised what the real Word of God says, okay? Well, this is time to be saved. Don't you want to be on the winner's side? I do, that's for sure, and I've already chosen where I'm going. So if you want to be on the winner's side, if you want to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, then kindly and reverently and humbly say this prayer to the Lord. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He's the Word of God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away, my former filthy sins away, in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your Word says so. Your Word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon your name for salvation and to give them a new spirit and for you to live in that spirit of my new spirit, Lord, you will not turn them away. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. And share and tell them how to receive a copy of program number 462. Make sure you specify 462, and make sure you specify a tape or an audio tape or a CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Now you can be your brother's keeper, because the Lord says that we have to be our brother's keeper. This is Tony Alamo, world pastor, telling you to tune in tomorrow, because we're going to have another powerful message for you. Now you're your brother's keeper, and you don't think so? You can be your brother's keeper by praying to the Lord to destroy all the people that are causing the trouble in this world today. We've been praying that they'll be saved, and they're getting worse and worse. Amen. The ones that humble themselves, of course we want to be saved, but if they're not going to, they're wicked ones. Lord, destroy them in Jesus' mighty name, and we give you all the praise and glory and thanks. Now here I am to sing for you. You are your brother's keeper. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So pray that God will take care of all these evil things that are going on in the world, that he'll destroy the enemy and feed the hungry and the poor and the needy. Amen?
Amen.
And heal the lovely people of the Lord.
Amen. Last night I had the strangest dream. A dream that seemed so real. A mighty horse had carried me back to this ancient field. And then a voice came to me, saying, "Be not filled with fear. bear witness to the things you see, and everything that you hear. I saw Cain kill his brother in the garden, and I heard the Lord ask Cain where Abel was. I do not know, am I my brother's keeper? He was punished then for stealing Abel's blood. Then I heard the Lord tell Noah, before the sky turned dark, everyone but you and yours shall pass away. I see all my children sinning, and it grieves me in my heart that I watch as God and Noah built the ark. Noah was his brother's keeper, yes he was, yes he was. Noah was his brother's keeper, yes he was. God saw his children sinning, and it grieved him in his heart. Noah was his brother's keeper, yes he was. I saw Samson single-handed stop 1,000 evil men, and Joshua fight the battle at Jericho. I saw David stop Goliath and then become a king. They were their brother's keeper, don't you know? You are your brother's keeper, yes you are, yes you are. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. God sees his children sinning, and it grieves him in his heart. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are, yes you are. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. God sees his children sinning, and it hurts him in his heart. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. You are your